Welcome everyone. Welcome to the fourth session of Awake to Israel, Messiah and Matthew. And congratulations, those of you who have been here for the first three sessions, congratulations, you have made it. You have endured very well right through to the fourth seminar session. And it's advertised for us as the triumphal entry of the return of the promised Messiah, and advertised as a special meeting called The King is Coming. Now, for those of you who have the seminar notes, we are on page 16, which reads Session 4, The Triumphal Entry to the Return of the Promised Messiah, The King is Coming. Now, what we have been doing with this seminar is taking the theme of the 16 times the Old Testament is quoted with these words, "This was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet so-and-so, saying." And those of you who have the notes on page 4, you will find all of those listed. Just a little refresher, please, for those who have been for the seminar. If you weren't able to come to the seminar, terribly sorry, but we've got to look after our good customers. Page 4, you will see there the 16 references where fulfilled is used in the Gospel of Matthew, the King James Version. That is, 16 times it says, "This was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet," or whatever, "saying such and such." And then a quotation from the Old Testament. Matthew has some very, very precious themes and very, very precious truths. But we want to follow and have followed, or bring to a close now, this specific theme. "This was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying." So this is why we have emphasized the word, the promised Messiah fulfillment. We had a look at those three words. The promises that were in the Old Testament. Come and tell me now, which is the first messianic promise in the Bible? Genesis 3:15. Yes, that's where it starts. Genesis 3:15. The seed of the woman would come and crush the serpent's head. And all that Adam lost, Adam just didn't lose the garden. Adam lost the world, the universe. All humanity was in him. That humanity is lost, we're part of it. But when the second Adam comes, he regains and restores all that the first Adam lost. That's why we read of a new heavens and a new earth. A new heavens and a new earth. And that is what the Lord Jesus Christ is going to do and complete. And we believe it's not far off. So the Messiah was promised, and as the ages roll, the promises are given. One by one, and it breaks through and builds up, particularly in certain books, particularly the book of Isaiah. We find it builds up and builds up. Did you know that the early post-apostolic fathers, that is, the church leaders that were alive when the Apostle John was alive, and those who followed after, called the post-apostolic fathers, they called the book of Isaiah the fifth gospel. Why? Because Isaiah outlines the life and career and the origin of the whole of the Redeemer's work, of the promised Messiah. We don't have to wait until Revelation 21 and 22 to read about a new heavens and new earth. That's in the book of Isaiah mentioned twice. Chapter 65 and 66. And that's why the early church used the book of Isaiah. Incidentally, they didn't have the Gospel of John. Why? Why didn't the early church have the Gospel of John? Come on, theologians, Bible students, we're getting ready to confer on you a doctrine of divinity. If you're going to enter there from the Western City Bible School, which we can't confer on you. Hadn't been written. Gospel of John was written in AD 95. Poor old Paul, preaching the Gospel, he's never seen a copy of the Gospel of John. What did they use? They used the Old Testament Scriptures. Good example. Acts chapter 8. Ethiopian eunuch. Here he is, he's reading something from the book of Isaiah and he draws alongside the chariot. It says he came alongside the chariot. He's just teleported. We don't have to worry about Star Wars and all these programs about teleportation. Philip was teleported from Samaria, was it not? Over out into the desert, and he ran alongside the chariot, and it says he saw the Ethiopian eunuch, and then it says very, very clearly in Acts chapter 8, he heard him reading. Heard him reading. Have you ever heard anyone reading aloud? What impression do you get when you know someone's reading aloud? What's going on there? Reading aloud. Yes, dear? Meditating. Concentrating. Not only do they want to see it with their eyes, they want to hear it with their ears. So he hears him reading the scripture. And of course, the wonderful thing was, it was Isaiah chapter 53, remember? And he had questions. Very perceptive questions. Questions that Jewish people should have asked a long time ago. He said, I want to know, is the prophet speaking of himself or some other man? Isn't it interesting? Is the prophet speaking of himself or some other man? What does Israel today believe about Isaiah 53? Who's the servant there? Anyone? The nation of Israel, the Jewish people, they're the servant. Trying to obliterate an individual. Is he speaking about himself, the Ethiopian eunuch said, that is a man, individual, or some other person? And then it says in the scriptures, one of my favourite scriptures, Acts 8, then it says he opened his mouth. I love that, a lovely Semitic idiom. He opened his mouth and did what? Preached unto him Jesus, it says, and beginning at that scripture, Isaiah 53, he spoke to him of Jesus. And praise God, he was converted. And it was a real one too. He's on a caravan, you know. He just wasn't a single passenger going like this to the horses. Come on, back to Ethiopia, here we go. He was the treasurer, the treasurer of Ethiopia. Hallelujah, treasurer getting converted. And what did he say? Look, here's water. What's stopping me from being baptized? He got it. He got the message. I want to follow Jesus, and I want to go down in the water, and all my caravan, all my staff will see me walking down into the water, testifying of the Lord Jesus. Yes, wonderful truths, wonderful truths. Right, let's get back to our, as we've suggested on page 4, we have these themes that we've done, origin and birth, ministry of the Messiah, the rejection of the Messiah, now the triumphal entry, and the return of the Messiah, and that picks up for us on page 16. Those of you who have the notes, we appreciate Kevin's contribution on session 3. Now we have session 4. The King is coming, and delivering this theme.